Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship. Today we celebrate our harvest thanksgivings. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to give thanks to God for the beauty and bounty of his creation, by which he nourishes our bodies, provides for all our needs. And so as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Lord of all creation, you give us the fruits of the earth in their season, and crown the year with your goodness. Help us so to receive your gifts with thankful hearts, that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in want, and to meet our daily needs. Through Jesus Christ, the bread of life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourselves, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end to do you good. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gained me this wealth, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the psalm: happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. You visit the earth and water it, you greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. Meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. For while they long for you and pray for you, because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord. You bring the good news of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from ploughing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we give thanks to God for the gifts of his creation, as we celebrate our harvest thanksgiving. We give thanks to God for our daily bread, for all that he provides for us to sustain our physical needs, for all that we have to eat, for all that nature provides for us to clothe and house ourselves. We do so at what is still for many a very difficult time. And today we remember those less fortunate than ourselves, those both at home and abroad, who find it a struggle to feed and house themselves and their families. As a Christian community, as the family of God, we are called to play our part in reaching out and helping those in need, both in our community and further afield. As we celebrate our harvest festival, we are reminded that God calls us to be good stewards of creation, that God has entrusted to our care. He calls on us to love our neighbours as ourselves. He has made us co-dependent. We have a responsibility to one another to ensure that all receive what they need to cover their basic needs. And rarely has this call to us, this responsibility, been so important. As a ministry area, we are playing our part in meeting the basic needs of the most vulnerable in our communities through our food bank based at St. John's and the Fair Share food scheme based at Holy Trinity. Outreach projects based at St. Gladys's Hall reach out to help the needy. And here in St. Margaret's and St. Cato's, we have been working to combat feelings of loneliness and isolation, which have become so prevalent, through our dance group and the invaluable work of the Mothers' Union. And the trustees of Neath St. Catug are providing a safe space which can be used by community groups. And so today we give thanks for those who give freely of their time to care for the environment and to help those in need, especially those in our own part of the world. We pray for all who make use of the services that we provide. And thank you all for your gifts, which bring so much needed relief to members of our community. As individuals and as a society, we have a responsibility not to misuse the gifts that God has given us, but to use them in a sustainable way so that we hand on our wonderful and beautiful world to the next generation in the best possible condition, while ensuring that the basic needs of all people are met. We all have a part to play, however small. And today, as we celebrate our harvest festival, let us renew our commitment to live both as good stewards of creation and good neighbours, who in the coming months may find themselves in real need. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own parish, that the Church may lead the world as good stewards of creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and those suffering from famine or drought. For the leaders of the world, led by the Holy Spirit, that they may be united in purpose in securing a sustainable, secure, and peaceful future for all your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that guided by the Holy Spirit, we may be good stewards of creation where God has set us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship on this Harvest Sunday. It's lovely to be back with you and lovely to have you all with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Stay.